Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Gaza Health Ministry, run by Hamas, says this morning that the death toll from fighting following the October 7th attacks has reached 40,000. Israel's offensive has also left more than 92,000 Palestinians wounded and displaced more than 85% of Gaza's population. A Russian court has sentenced a Russian-American dual citizen to 12 years in prison on treason charges. She was convicted of allegedly raising money for Ukraine's military while in Russia. Ukraine's offensive into Russia continues. Meantime, this is ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
The longer this goes on, the more embarrassing it is for Vladimir Putin. Ukraine now rubbing salt into the wound by opening a hotline for Russian residents who want to evacuate to Ukraine. But a senior Russian military official now vowing to launch an all-out offensive. In other words, this is far from a done deal.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both in North Carolina this week, both laying out their economic agendas. Both include no taxes on income from tips. This is ABC News. Hurricane Ernesto on a collision course with Bermuda. It's getting stronger after knocking out power to half of Puerto Rico. The reward for information and tracking down an escaped killer in North Carolina has now reached $35,000.
After an exhaustive search for that escaped convicted murderer in North Carolina, authorities say they believe Ramon Alston has fled the Hillsboro area. Officials suspending their ground search efforts and asking for the public's help, raising the reward for information leading to Alston's capture to $35,000. Alston was serving a life sentence for killing one-year-old Malia Williams in a random shooting in 2015. Her family telling ABC News they're displeased with the Department of Public Safety and their efforts to keep Alston in custody, or lack thereof.
ABC's Faith Abube. More girls are being denied an education in Afghanistan. UNESCO now says that the Taliban retook control of the country 3 years ago, and since then 1.4 million girls have been barred from going to school. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in Dane County in 40 years. Democrat Kelda Royes represents Madison in the state Senate.
You know, Wisconsin is always a swing state. It is on a knife's edge. So I don't think that anybody should be feeling overconfident, but I do think that all the facts point to the election trending blue.
Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. 16 Republican state lawmakers won their primaries easily Tuesday. The closest races are won by Paul Tittle, who took nearly 60% of the vote, and Chaz Green and Karen Hurd, who won 57%. WisPolitics reports insiders expected more of an anti-incumbent wave. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed, regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year. after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. Some locally heavy rain possible as well, with a half inch or more possible in some places. 77 today, 66 tonight. Isolated thunderstorms becoming partly cloudy. 78 tomorrow. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Todd Albaugh.
On our next show, Todd is joined by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, creators of Just a Bit Outside, a brand new documentary about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run at the World Series. Tune in for your chance to win some tickets.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 on your AM radio dial. Good morning. Hey, rise and shine, shake a leg up and Adam. Top of the morning to you. It's a rainy day all across Madison and southern Wisconsin. My name is Gordy Young.
Oh.
Your name, young lady? Catherine
Lake.
Lake.
Thanks.
That's, yeah, I yeah. thought, yeah.
We
I
met
knew it had something to do with water.
30 years ago.
Catherine Ocean.
Those are my
Catherine
nicknames in
Rivers.
Junior elementary school. Pond.
Did you
swamp.
Always use your real name on the radio, or did you have a fake radio name?
You know, I hate to admit it, but I was my very first job on Wart. They said, we'll give you the job if you keep your real name, because I tried to use my mother's maiden name.
Which and was what?
I'm not going to tell you that either, because that's a security term. But
security.
They made me use my name, Lake, because we're between two lakes. They thought it seemed fakely wonderful.
That's interesting.
So it's my real name.
Okay. Yeah. Sam Davison is also here using his real name.
Good morning.
And John Peterson, well, once again, has not shown up for work today.
He's still in Venezuela.
He's in Venezuela.
He's
getting special medical treatment.
For avian flu.
He might come back sometime tomorrow. We don't really know.
We know.
We're not sure, but hope he's feeling better.
Yep.
But it's us holding down the fort again. And we're just getting going on this Thursday. Man, look at the rain come down now. It's just, it's kicked in. It is raining. Thank you, Pee Wee. We miss you.
Boy, that sounded like me. That was really a weird sound.
Are you Pee Wee Herman?
Is that what that is?
Yes.
If I wanted to be really irritating voice, I think I'd sound just like Peter.
You didn't recognize that was Pee Wee?
No, I didn't.
Wow. You ever seen that movie, Pee Wee's Great Adventure or something like that?
Well,
Big Adventure?
I did.
I've seen parts of it.
Oh, it's
parts of it.
It's hilarious.
You love Pee Wee Herman?
I thought
he's
he was a
away,
genius.
Hasn't he?
Yes, he died a few years ago.
That is nutty. But, he's not older than me, I don't think.
Well,
he's got to be in his, must have been died in his 60s. Must have died in his 60s.
Well, we'll look that up. And while we do that.
Pee Wee.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The word's just getting
to
you. I mean, I think he's been dead for quite a while.
No.
He died almost a year ago. He was 70.
He was 70.
Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably some sort of cancer or something that took him out early. That's not fair.
Okay. I don't know what he died of.
I don't either. I'm spreading rumors. No, we don't have to continue with this.
Okay.
Pee-wee's gone. That's okay.
Let's see. Well, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to people from the Sun Prairie Corn Festival.
Yes.
What are they going to do on a rainy day like this? We'll ask them.
Oh, because it has started.
It's underway, yeah. And, you know, they have a lot of activities all the way through the weekend, and we'll get more information about that. And
from Brittany, first of all. We'll get some weather from Brittany in the 7 o'clock hour.
We'll do that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But first, let's check out the National Day Calendar.
Of course.
Your favorite segment. Start the day. Sorry. Is it or is it not National Hazy IPA Day? Is it or is it not Leathercraft Day? How about Lemon Meringue Pie Day? Is it Relaxation Day? Or is it...
Too many choices. I forgot already.
Is it Back Scratching Day? Okay. Which day does not belong?
Back Scratching Day.
I made it easy for you.
I just bought four new back scratchers.
You did?
I did. I just...
How would I know that?
I don't know, but maybe
Do you have four arms or something?
No, I just like them in every room. I love a good back scratcher, and I don't have one, so I buy them and give them away as presents, too, because everyone should have a good back scratcher.
Okay.
And they're cheap.
Yeah. Is Back Scratcher Day the correct day?
No, it's not.
It's not a day-to-day?
It's not a day-to-day.
I knew it, yes. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I hit the wrong button.
Thanks a lot.
You get two dings. Sorry for that.
You get a shiny new dime added to your account. Okay. You can collect it at the end of the year.
But it is Leather Something Day?
It is National Leathercraft Day.
Leather you want to start craft. With?
Yeah, it's also National Hazy IPA Day, but I don't know anything about IPA.
Hazy.
Do you know what
does IPA stand for again?
India Pale Ale.
India Pale Ale. Why did that become a thing?
Don't ask me.
Yeah, I'm not a beer aficionado either. John Peterson would know that.
He used to be a beer aficionado. And he's in a different time zone in Venezuela.
Okay. Let's look at National Leathercraft Day. Yes. It honors the rich heritage and artistry and skill of leather crafting. Today, we want to recognize the dedication and creativity of leather workers. The versatility of leather has proven to be artistic and just take a rest there for a second there. And utilitarian since ancient times, leather has been in the hands of skilled craftspersons. Leather transforms some of the most durable and usable products, and they come from leather.
Good morning.
We salute leather today. It's a good thing. Okay.
I see lots of nice pictures there. Yeah, the leather working tools are pretty cool because they punch them and scratch them and do all kinds of things.
Turn up the music. Sorry.
Really?
Rawhide.
This
is why he's playing the music. Rawhide. See, rawhide leather. Okay, go back to your rambling.
I got nothing. I was trying to support you, but I got audioed out.
I was just... I wanted to hear what Sam was playing.
It's
there
a great
for a
start
moment.
To the day. Keep on going.
Are you okay? Everything all right in your world? You seem a little tense this morning.
I have surprises for you, and I'm waiting to get to them because you've got to get you your flipping calendars.
Okay.
The anticipation is killing you, isn't it?
No, yeah. Not anymore.
You seem really you're wound up tighter than a $10 Timex. It's National Lemon Meringue. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
You know what a Timex is?
I do recall.
Timex watches?
Yes.
Used to have to wind them up, and never mind.
I have a wind-up watch still in my possession, my mother's. Yes, I know what wind-up watches are.
Okay.
I am not wound up.
Okay. Okay.
I have to wind up to make this hour in the morning.
Okay, well, we got to, just pace yourself.
Okay.
You seem a little tense and nervous.
Okay, stop characterizing me and move on.
Okay. It's National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. Boy, I love lemon meringue pie, but you don't find it very often anywhere, but it's got that texture and the taste. It's all really good.
Between key lime and lemon meringue, I am out. Again, citrus and pie, not for me.
Not a fan, huh?
Not even a berry pie, really. Not that. No, I'm not into pie.
How about apple? What?
Boys like
not
pie.
Into pie?
I'm not into pie. It's never been like, oh, I got to have some pie. No.
Huh.
You like pie, Sam?
I do, yeah. I mean, I don't usually seek it out, but usually my family makes a ton of apple pies in the fall during apple season.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
Good stuff.
Now, I think my theory is pie invokes memories of mom. You know, the effort that it takes to make a pie, I think men like it because it just warms them thinking mom went to all this because she loves feeding me pie.
Yeah. Well, today is Lemon Meringue Pie Day. Mm-hmm. It gives pie lovers and lemon lovers a chance to celebrate. Tart lemon curd and delicate meringue sing together in this deliciously bright pie. They're singing. When making a lemon meringue pie...
I think you have to sing this story.
The crust is... we should be playing the lemon song by Led Zeppelin.
Is there a lemon song?
Yeah. When making a... We don't have any excuse to play that song.
Well, U2 has a song called Lemon, too.
Okay. When making a lemon meringue pie, the crust is usually made with a shortbread pastry. The filling for the pie is lemon curd. Of course, the topping is a fluffy and crisp meringue.
Curd. That's different than curd. Pudding. I think of it as pudding.
I don't know.
In a pie.
You whip the egg whites to stiff peaks to make a meringue. Add sugar to make it sweet. The meringues are baked in a slow oven, so when they're finished, they come out crisp and golden. Oh, man, I'm going to have to find me some lemon meringue pie later today.
I do like the look of it. Look at that with the brown tips on the
I know.
Frosting of meringue.
It's like a piece of artwork.
It's lovely.
Okay.
Okay. You're really bringing the whole thing down. It's like a night show now.
What?
You're bringing the whole temperature way down.
Well, you know why?
It. Because I like you're pacing us. Yes.
Okay, because, you know, this is also for you today and everybody else. It's National Relaxation Day.
Ah.
So don't get so crazy. You just relax.
How about some spa music,
It's Thursday.
Sam? Let's just warm
meditation
people up
music,
gently. Yes,
something
meditation,
like that.
Something lovely.
National Relaxation Day on August 15th encourages us to slow down and unwind. It's a day to focus on taking care of ourselves and take a moment to relax.
Yes.
National Relaxation Day is an important day as we all need a break from the fast-paced and often hectic lifestyles that we live. Taking time to recuperate and rejuvenate our tired minds and our bodies may help prevent many health risks, too.
Perfect.
Like the founder of the day suggested, too much work can make us sick and run down and tired, and that's just wrong.
Yes.
That's just wrong.
Yes.
Okay, that's relaxation day.
I think I might have been relaxing a little too much today, this morning.
You did, almost didn't get here.
Didn't go off and I just kept sleeping.
Did you wake up?
Well, I opened my eyes and I looked at my clock and it was 5 o'clock, which is usually when I'm walking out the door.
Oh, wow, that must have been a start.
Yeah, but I got here with plenty of time.
I know.
Am I the only one here that has like 3 alarm clocks?
I have 2. I have
3 physical alarm clocks?
2 that are physical alarm clocks, and then I have my my phone.
I have my phone in case the power goes out, and Alexa is doing another one. Yeah. And I've started a new routine with Alexa because I have some of those smart bulbs in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the lights turn on at 4:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you open.
Does that wake you up?
Well, no, but when I often roll over and I look, I open my eyes, you know what? I don't know. I just happen to notice. So I get up before the alarm because for some reason, she's doing it earlier and earlier every morning. The first morning, it was 4:25. I'm like, what? I'd set you for 4:30. This morning, it was 4:15.
Wait a minute.
She's like telling me, you need to get up.
Over.
You need to get up earlier. Get your fanny out of bed. Yes, you were almost late to the show yesterday, so you better get out of bed now. And I did. I listened. Okay. Alexa rules me.
Again, it's National Relaxation Day.
Thank you. I'm bringing it
Take
down.
A nap.
I got it.
Sometime today.
Okay.
Just relax.
Thanks.
You have any history to share with us, Sam?
Like he has no time now.
Oh, boy.
I got
a minute or so.
You got a couple minutes.
Today, in 1914, the Panama Canal opens.
Oh, that was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Very big deal for the U.S.
My dad was stationed at the Panama Canal during World War II.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Saw no action at all. Just played ping pong for 3 years.
Is that where you got your ping pong bug from?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Nice.
Okay, what else happened?
Today in 1939 was the Hollywood premiere of The Wizard of Oz. It actually premiered in Wisconsin 5 days before that.
Really?
No kidding.
Yes.
Where?
In a couple of I forget exactly where it first showed, but
you'd think it would have shown in Kansas first.
You would think.
Right?
Why would they
no.
choose Wisconsin? Because we're better. That's
I
why.
Don't know.
Yeah. Today was its Hollywood premiere, though.
Okay.
Oh.
And then today in 1969, Woodstock begins.
Oh,
we gotta
that's Gordy's party.
Play the song Woodstock.
Okay. Next time.
We'll do that coming up. 18 minutes past the hour, just getting going on a Thursday morning. Gordy Young along with Catherine Lake. And we're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show. Just moments away with our wake-up call.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
YouTube, you are missing out. Oh, now he's going to do it out loud. Okay.
Turn it back up, Sam.
Oh, he wants more.
People at Yasker's Farm. Farm.
Family farm. Yeah.
1969, this was the opening day for Woodstock, way back then.
So on the opening day, that's when everything happened, right? Because they're you coming? Oh, yeah, you're coming too? Oh, you're coming too? Oh, okay, right?
They were expecting maybe
day one
20,000, maybe 3,000.
So it was, three-day festival. It was more than an order of magnitude they expected.
Nobody had done anything like this before. They thought, well, maybe we'll get 20,000 people over 3 days. Who knows? Or, I don't know what we might have to look that up. But, 400,000 people showed up.
Unbelievable.
And so they knocked down the fences right away because they couldn't control. There was no security, really.
Yeah,
and,
so it was day one, things went out of hand already.
Yeah.
But they just kept going.
Music started playing, and then I think day two, all the rain came and made it into a mud pit with 400,000 people sliding around
the
in the mud.
The first mosh pit.
They were desperately short of food, water, facilities,
Yeah.
They made it through.
Yeah.
There's a great movie on it. It's called Woodstock. You might want to check the movie out.
As far as I know, there were basically no violent incidents, though.
None.
Right.
Compared to, every other music festival ever since then, which is kind of crazy.
And there probably no more drug overdoses than other concerts.
There was one that they don't know if it was a drug overdose or the guy just had hypothermia and he died. And then, unfortunately, another young man died. I think it was 17 or 18 years old. He was sleeping under a hay rack mound or something. He was run over by a tractor.
Oh my God!
So there were no violent deaths.
A couple of accidents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I believe one baby was born at Woodstock. I think.
That sounds familiar, but I also think it's probably an urban legend.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
It is 23 minutes past the hour. What's going on in our wake-up call here? What's going to wake us up this morning?
Couple things. First of all, I have surprises for you guys.
Uh-oh.
I have a present I have a present for... Yeah, got to come here.
Are they termination letters?
You got to give this...
No, that's tomorrow, Friday.
Okay.
And you're out. No, give that to Sam.
Oh, give it to Sam?
Yeah, Sam. Sam, come and get this thing, will you? I should have brought it to him. Why am I making him run around?
I hope it's not there fragile.
No, this is a gift to me. I'm regifting. This is from
Is it an alarm clock?
No, it should be. guy that got me the loan guy.
The mortgage dude.
Mortgage guy. Provisor is what he is. And I don't want to give him a free commercial or anything, but he did send this to me, and it made me laugh, and I thought Sam might be able to use this.
What is it? He's trying to open the box.
There you go.
What is it, Sam?
I don't know.
Hold it up to the...
There's a thank you card. There's a... Is this a pizza cutter?
It's a pizza cutter. It's the world's best advertised
Provisor pizza cutter.
Why is that such a good pizza cutter? Because you can hold it closer?
You don't gotta hold it with a handle. You just put your weight directly on top of it.
Why a pizza cutter for Sam?
I don't know. Because he's a kid and I already have one. And,
in case you decide
to buy a house, you have an advertisement.
I do like pizza, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
This is great.
Why are you giving
for
gifts?
You, Gordy? Oh,
what's this?
This is for you.
No.
You know what this is?
I don't know. Some kind of organizer, I think.
No,
oh, no,
no.
Oh,
it's sidewalk
it's chalk. Oh,
because we have a future for that.
We're working on.
We do.
We can't
yes.
do it in the rain.
We're not.
They can't do it in the rain. But
that would have been a great present for John. Tell him to go and do art
yes.
out on the sidewalk like
yes.
a little kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
This
we'll leave,
is cool.
We'll leave it for John, too. Yes.
All right.
Sidewalk chalk for a future
well,
event
now we,
that we're going to do.
Are we going to... We're not going to tell anybody
no,
yet.
Right? Not yet.
And
no.
Actually, we have to really keep it a secret because...
Because we might
get in trouble.
We might. So that
right.
comes in time.
All
and
right.
then one last thing.
There's more?
Yes. This is, you know, this is the wake-up call. And
so wake us up.
We're waiting for someone to wake us up. Well, first of all, we are going to talk about solar power today.
Okay.
But this last thing, I found that someone sent this to me on Facebook.
Okay.
And it has to do with being a Wisconsinite person, a Wisconsinonian. What do we call ourselves?
A Wisconsinite.
Wisconsinite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you pronounce all these?
Oh, you know what? Somebody just sent us something about Economowoc.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
so
the Wizard of Oz premiered in Economowoc. This these are words that are really mispronounced a lot.
That's right. And if you are a true Wisconsinite, you can pronounce all these town names.
First one I just did.
Yep.
Ashwaubenon.
Oh, wow, you got that with no trouble.
Menominee. Mequonago.
Go on.
Minocqua.
Yes.
Wauwatosa. Manitowoc. Kakana. Wanakee.
Wanakee. Good one. And this last one?
This isn't... The bears still suck. That's it.
That's one word.
That's... Okay.
That's
for, good.
That's for the...
That's good.
The fibs listening.
Yeah,
in.
I like that.
Yeah.
Where did you get that list?
Somebody from Facebook.
Yeah.
An old friend on Facebook. Now that you've moved to Wisconsin from... Moved back to Wisconsin from Illinois, you got to know how to say these words.
Right.
The bear's still stuck.
You did. How did you do pronouncing those words?
Oh, just fine. Just fine.
Okay.
That's all I got. That's
all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
oh.
You want to talk solar panels now?
Yes.
Or
well,
no?
Solar panels, first of all, yes.
We got a couple of minutes.
We got a couple of minutes.
3 minutes.
Right. So a friend of mine is having solar panels installed on her yard. She happens to have like a farm size yard, little
cool.
tiny. She's got like a football field in her backyard, in addition to this lovely little water feature patio and all that. But over in the distance, there's this big yard.
Gotcha.
And last year, I think maybe 2 years ago, they had installed a subterranean geothermal system. So they don't use air conditioning or heat anymore.
Right.
They use this geothermal system.
Yep.
Brilliant. Tug up the entire football field, and in a day or two, put that thing in, and it was covered again, and grass grew before the end of the season. It was amazing.
Wow.
Now, on that field, they are putting a field of solar panels.
Good
not just one or two.
No, you get a bunch of them.
I have a photo. We'll put it up on Facebook of one set of brackets, and there are five panels per bracket, and they're going to put a field of brackets in. So they're going to go completely off the grid, except for water. Water they have not done yet because you cannot just dig for a well wherever you want, evidently.
So they'll be self-sufficient with
completely.
Everything
completely. So when
the water.
When the button goes, you know where to go. I will give you her address. We know
when the button goes.
Yes, 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 when it happens.
Will they have enough electricity that they're selling it back to the grid?
Good question.
Okay,
yes,
you.
But now her husband is looking into a battery system to capture
to store
it. Just store it to themselves, store it for themselves. Yeah,
yes.
But there's a requirement that you have to figure out what to do with the extra power that you may or may not produce.
Really?
Yeah, with a field of solar panels, they're going to have to deal with it.
Oh.
But I don't know much more than that.
Okay.
How that works. What, Sam? What do you got?
I was out at my parents' yesterday, and they've just put in solar also.
Oh.
I haven't actually been in their backyard for a long time, but I went out back to see the panels that they got put in.
Yeah.
And seeing it in the backyard it's actually pretty big, but it's cool. They put in, I think, six panels.
Six
and then
panels.
They trenched
that should do it.
Trenched it up to the house, and they still got to get it certified by the utility, but they're gonna be getting solar power soon.
Solar power, man, why not?
Excellent. All right. When we come back, Idiocracy. We're going to talk about inflation.
Yes.
Also, celebrities influencing elections. And we'll get to the weather forecast for today. It's 6:29. Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Yep, nobody's happy with these commodity prices, even with a little bounce yesterday. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Is there a way that you can use these low commodity prices today to try to help you in 2025? Well, maybe. That's the suggestion of a University of Minnesota ag economist named Ed Usset. He suggests farmers make cash sales for grain that they can store on the farm and deliver next spring. He says it's a way to capture what the market calls the carry.
Decent carries have come back into the wheat and corn markets. And if you were one of the smart ones who got some early sales off and are feeling good about them, I'd be very tempted to sell a carry, you know, hold the grain and sell a premium for May or July futures. That's a conservative move, but it protects a good start. If you price nothing, I'm certainly going to take a chance with some wheat in the bin. I don't know what's going to make it rally, but we're at low levels, and we can hope for some.
That's Ed Usset. He's an ag economist with the University of Minnesota. Again, carry is the difference in the price for a bushel of grain delivered today and what the market will pay for that in the future. Just another risk management tool you might want to take a look at. We'll take a look at the numbers on a Thursday morning. That's next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a half a cent to 216.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 0.75 cents, 202.75, and AA butter stood still. This morning, the September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down 2 cents right now, 21.28 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn is up 2 at 402.75. November soybeans are up 8 at 976.5. The September wheat right now, up 8, 542.5. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. Some locally heavy rain possible as well, with a half inch or more possible in some places. 77 today, 66 tonight. Isolated thunderstorms becoming partly cloudy. 78 tomorrow. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a throwback Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're still celebrating the glorious blue victory in the partisan primary, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
We'll be right back. 6:34, cloudy and rainy this morning. It's the John and Gordy Show. John Peterson still absent without explanation, but we think he's in Venezuela getting medical treatments. He might be back tomorrow, but a better chance maybe for Monday. But anyway, weather for today is looking rainy, and we've got showers out there right now and maybe some thunderstorms on the way later. Right now, 69 degrees. We never fired up the weather lottery ball machine,
Gordy,
to get the afternoon temperature. Well,
how
I'm off my game.
I'm trying
to remember, you know, how John opens the show and I open the show. It's all, you know, so everything's all mixed up.
Everything's all messed up.
So let's check out the lottery balls. Let's get them going here and see what the high temperature will be for today. The balls are rolling around. First ball up in the shaft.
Say ball one more time.
Seven. The second ball, kind of hanging low, but coming up.
God.
You're
5 years old?
What's the matter?
Nothing. Not a thing.
You don't like the lottery ball machine. Why? What's
nothing,
the problem?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Just say the word one more time.
75 is the high for today.
Okay. And is it going to continue to rain, do you think, all day?
That's what I think, yes. The John and Gordy Show is sponsored, unbelievably, by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. You know, I did go there the other day.
You did?
Saw their fabulous selection on their west side showroom.
Oh, you went west.
Yeah, and it was, you know, the very nice salesperson there encouraged me to lie down on the, you know, don't just sit on them. You got to lie down on them.
Yeah, you got to see how it balances you.
So I did that a few times, and like in there, you can see the people working in the back there, you know, and behind the glass, they're working away making mattresses because they determine which you know, you try this mattress out. Okay, what do you think about that? What do you think about this one? Is it too firm? Is it too soft? And then they take your order and then they start building the mattress and it's ready in just a few days.
There's no correct answer, right? Firm or soft? It's really personal taste. There's no, oh, you're gonna harm yourself by being on too soft a mattress, or, right?
No,
I mean,
it's just
really
what does it feel like? Does it feel good or not?
Yeah
they really take care of you there, Verlo Mattress. We appreciate them sponsoring the show.
Speaking of homes, because you're buying a second mattress for your guest room.
That's right.
I went out to my house yesterday.
Yeah.
All I do is go out there, drop some stuff off in the garage and leave.
This is your new house.
My new house on the Far East Side.
You haven't moved in yet.
I haven't moved in, but I keep bringing boxes over. Yeah. Calling it an open box move, you know. I just do everything I can to avoid sealing them up so that when I'm ready to open them again, I don't have to go through tape. I can see. I can say, this box, not that box.
You don't tape the boxes closed?
I'm not sealing my boxes. Yeah.
You just leave them open.
Just leaving them open. Yep. Letting the mice get in, whatever they want to do in the garage.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't. But here's the good news. Fascinating news to me. Madison Parks Division. I learned after I bought the house, basically, that my backyard, which I know is a forest and that's not mine, you know, the forest across a walking path, is not mine, but, you know, has lots of mosquitoes. I know that. But I didn't realize that part of the expanse of lawn in the backyard, there's a rim that belongs to the park district as well.
Okay.
And so, and they call it Parks Division here, not Park District. That's Chicago. Parks Division left me a letter. In
Wait
my
a
door.
Minute.
Yeah.
They left you a letter.
In my door. And because they had just been to mow the whole strip. Plus, there's a little triangle between me and the house next door that they're threatening to put a park thing in there.
Why did they leave you a letter?
This letter says is to inform you of an incident that occurred on 8/13/24. I'm like, oh no, what did I do? I assumed it was me. It was them.
So this is just a couple of days ago.
Just a couple of days ago, a mower operator was behind your house near the bike path and caught a rock in the mower deck, which was thrown at your deck. Enclosed is a card from the City of Madison Risk Management Department. Please use the QR code on the back and you will be directed to a website on how to file a claim.
What a claim about what
well,
happened?
So I said, rock my deck. This deck is like a tank. It is so well built. I can't believe it would be harmed. So I go back. There is a rock the size of a coconut. I kid you, it is not an exaggeration. This thing is 8 inches around.
Yeah,
it's huge. It's that big, Sam. Yes, and it's sitting on the deck, and one post was smashed through.
From your deck.
From my deck. So I'm like, what angle were the...
How in the world does a lawnmower launch a
coconut-sized rock? This is not just a lawnmower. It's one of those things. It's a ride.
A giant mower.
You've seen these things. But I don't know how it got over the rock. You're right. I mean, if it's low enough to... I have no idea.
How far must it have thrown it?
I'm thinking... Yeah, that's a good question. 30 feet.
Okay.
30 feet from my deck corner to
that really
probably gave quite the shock to the guy riding the lawnmower.
I'm sure it was in slow motion for him. No.
Well, yeah, and then he had to fill out a report.
I broke somebody's house. Sorry.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud because it really wasn't that big a deal. But I don't know if I can have this probably 25-year-old deck railing.
Yeah.
Replace it's plastic. It's part plastic. So they may have to give me a whole new railing. I don't know.
Well,
I'm going to have to take pictures. I took photos.
Get a claim.
I've got my little envelope here with my card.
Yeah, we can hear that.
Okay.
Especially since you're holding it right next to the microphone. Hey, that's fine. Wow. So you can claim some kind of damages against the city.
Yep.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars are coming your way.
But it was a big rock. Thank goodness I wasn't there, when it happened. My goodness, what if I had a baby
what
on
if
the
you
back
had been
deck?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been awful.
So that it's just the fear.
Crazy.
Now it's making my heart pound.
Okay.
So we were going to talk about inflation. Do you have?
That's right.
Do you have
Idiocracy.
Yeah,
right?
Idiocracy in this hour.
Inflation. Yeah, what's going on with inflation?
Well,
I don't think I have that.
We're all
ahead.
Talking about it because of the election.
Tell us.
It has, according to the Washington Post and Joe Biden, inflation has hit its lowest level since spring 21.
Okay.
And that will tee up rate costs because I'm loving the high rates, although buying the house, I didn't love the high rate there. But my savings account where I put my down payment to hang on to for a while was making a couple hundred bucks because the interest rates are so high on savings accounts. Like they haven't been since I was a kid.
Okay.
So, but that's going to trigger bringing all those rates down. And I'm out over my skis. I'm telling you right now, I took economics in high school. I remember learning some of these things, but it did not stick. I got a music degree, for God's sake. So,
well,
my theory is buy high, sell low, and I'm pretty sure that's not right.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around. Yeah. But
inflation apparently dropped in July to its lowest level in 3 years on an annual basis, setting up the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates soon to take the pressure off the economy. And Joe Biden saying, I'd like a little bit of credit for this, maybe. I mean, I'm not in the job anymore. I'm not going for the job again, but I mean, please.
Well, this all kind of started because of the pandemic, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what really, because the supply chains went down and then it was hard to get, I mean, car prices went up because they couldn't get the chips for the cars. I mean, it was just one thing after another. And And so that kind of triggered the inflation and people were out of, they couldn't get to work.
And they've been pressing down on it ever since. And still food, I think, is still out of whack a little bit. And there are other products that are a little out of whack, but this snapshot was apparently the clearest indication that inflation's heading back to normal levels from 40-year highs without a recession. So central bankers are not going to be caught celebrating. They're scarred by years of unexpected twists, and that's true. They keep changing their minds.
Well, that was the big fear, that it was going to trigger a recession.
Right.
Yeah, but it didn't. We had a soft landing, what they call.
Yeah.
Soft landing.
So this is getting some breathing room for households and businesses trying to get mortgages or auto loans or grow their businesses, because now they can borrow without breaking the bank, so to speak.
And people's, the job situation is good.
Yep.
I mean, if you want a job, you can find a job. And one of the problems is the food prices are still high. Grocery store price. And that's greedflation, though. That's more on the companies that produce the food. I mean, there's really, it's
not
controlled by very few companies.
Yeah, not on farmers, on the distributors or sales points.
And
the
manufacturers.
Yeah. Markets climbed on the news, posting modest gains at Wednesday's close. That's the part that irritates me, is because they get it. They make money off of good news and bad. They're hedging bets and doing all. Yeah. If you have money, you will have money. and right. make money. If
rich
you have
get
it.
Richer.
The rich get richer.
I want a repeat of what happened with GameStop a couple
yes.
years ago.
Remind us what that was. Yeah. That was
yeah, what was that?
Well, so it was a bunch of investors who owned GameStop stock. And I don't understand the process exactly, but they somehow make money off of GameStop stock losing value.
Right.
And so a bunch of ragtag internet
kids.
Investors off of Reddit got together to buy all of this stock up and boost the value. So all of these actual investors lost all their money.
There's a movie about it. There's a good movie.
Already?
About it.
Wow.
There's
huh.
a funny, good movie about it with some great actors. You should look that up. We should look that up. But it all really right. is a fun story because it is the little guy. Becoming a big guy
mm-hmm.
by manipulating the market that they didn't that the market people didn't realize was a vulnerability, as far as I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, so housing continues to dominate the inflation snapshot. Shelter costs accounting for nearly 90% of the monthly increase, which I found shocking. And of course, I just ride this just the wrong way.
What do you? Oh.
Well, because I have a condo in Chicago, I didn't want to sell. I needed the income from the rental.
Okay.
Rents are going down now.
See,
and I buy a house at the high. I keep doing that. Well, I don't understand. My life is just parallel
you're
to the
be okay.
worst
it's,
of
it's
the
economy.
It's all
going to work out just fine.
Okay. Thanks. You can guarantee me that?
How's your financial... When you talk to your financial advisors, what does he tell you or she tell you?
He's endlessly...
He's like, it'll be fine.
It's good. Don't worry. You want to buy a house? Sure. Go ahead. You want money from me to do it? Sure. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Your stock portfolio can take it.
Why not? Hey, it's 6:46. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow, John and Gordy, hosts of the morning show of WMDX. I've heard of these guys. They're not bad. They're going to be at Dunkin'. Well, somebody's going to be representing Dunkin' Donuts in Sun Prairie tomorrow.
Sam's volunteering. Look, he's volunteering. No, he's just giving
he's
us
giving
the
time.
Yeah, you're
going to
run the board tomorrow, right, Catherine?
Oh, that's right. No,
oh,
do that.
Yeah. Okay, it's Cop on a Rooftop. This is happening at Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow.
I think you should go.
I think you should go.
No, I think you should go.
I think
we said we were going to settle this with rock, paper, scissors.
Okay,
exactly.
You're right. I got the rock.
Well, we don't know. Now, John may be back tomorrow, but we won't know that for sure until tomorrow. So
I'm going.
I think you'll go. Here's the, you know, there are going to be a lot of policemen there in uniforms and fire people, too. Firefighters
I'm
in
sorry.
Uniform.
My dad was in the military, so I had a thing from...
You want to go, don't you?
I kind of do.
Okay.
I kind of do.
Okay. Well, they're going to have Cop on a Rooftop. It's all benefiting Special Olympics, so stop by, have some coffee and donuts with Catherine, and you'll be up on the rooftop with the cops, waving at everybody and then talking it up with them.
Do they have stairs, or do I have to climb a ladder?
You have to climb a ladder, I think.
Will there be a fireman behind me, making sure I don't fall?
Okay, stop painting this picture
for us.
I'm thinking
out loud.
Yes, you might want to consider something else. Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow, Sun Prairie, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Oh,
but they're going to be there till noon. They're going to be there till noon raising money.
Cop on a rooftop, making money.
Right.
For charity.
Now, I got something here you might be interested in. There's a new Harvard study. You know Harvard? Boston?
Yes.
You spent some time in Boston, right?
I went to Boston University.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, snobby.
Yes.
Harvard University study examined the influence. They did a study. This is Harvard now doing the study about celebrities influencing elections.
Oh, okay, politics.
Like Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Trevor Noah, Kerry Washington. They found that these celebrities can impact American elections and strengthen democracy without hurting their own brand. That was what they were trying to figure out. Can they actually do this? Can they speak out about politics without hurting their own celebrity status?
Because they're not making it about a party. They're making it about voting.
Right.
Right?
Researchers, yes, you're exactly right on. Researchers worked with 15 managers and publicists and nonprofit partners and famous people to learn about their experiences with activating and promoting civic participation. Like Taylor Swift, back in 2018,
yes,
she promoted vote.org and 250,000 people signed up in 72 hours. There's a lot of other examples, but they're saying, you know, I want to know if there are going to be celebrities at the DNC in Chicago next week. They're talking about maybe Beyonce showing up or Megan Thee Stallion or Charlie XCX. You know, all those.
All right.
It's 6:49. Coming back with more on the John and Gordy Show.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
Oh, yeah, it's the mad pad. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. It is 6:51. Hey, in just a few minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines and the text lines, and we're going to give away another pair of circus tickets. Okay. That's right, Circus World tickets.
You had that handy.
I did. I love the Calliope.
It's on your playlist?
It is. Baraboo Circus World, wonderful place right along Water Street there on the shores of the Baraboo River. You can enjoy your time at Circus World Museum. Not opening up the lines quite yet. Just a few minutes from now. I'm just giving you a heads up, okay?
That's after 7 o'clock?
After 7 o'clock.
More Dell's
give
tickets.
Away those tickets, yes.
Nice.
Dell's Baraboo area tickets. Okay.
Okay. Circus World is not in the Dells, is it?
That's it's why in Baraboo.
You corrected me. It's
well,
in Baraboo.
It is in Baraboo, okay. Just 8 miles from the Dells.
Oh, very good. All right. We got so many tickets to give away.
I know it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. All right, health news. Health news this.
We've got
this,
some health news.
You do.
Yes.
And this one actually is a story that John brought in and sent to me and
okay.
us. But we're stealing it because he's not here.
Right.
Why are so many Americans choosing not to have kids?
Yeah, why is that? The birth rate is going down. Isn't that true?
I don't know if it is if it's an
so.
Anti-baby boom or what, but there are lots of reasons why people might choose not to have any kids. My nephew was not going to have children. When he was getting married, they were not going to have kids. They have since changed their mind and having not one but two. They already have one, and now they're looking to start another.
They say, though, that fertility rates have been generally falling since the end of the baby boom in the mid-60s.
So, yeah, fewer and fewer people having more kids.
No kids.
I think fertility. It's not fertility problems. It's choice, right?
Well, it says fertility rates here.
Fertility rates. So is that because...
Since the end of the baby boom in the mid-60s, that decline accelerated at 2008, a trend that's widely attributed to the Great Recession.
Yeah,
so during the recession,
yeah, it's not about our wombs being less hospitable. I don't think it's about that.
Okay.
I think it's rising childcare costs, expensive housing, slipping optimism about the future, which is what I thought my nephew was saying when he said, "I don't want to have kids." I thought, oh. He
right.
knows that the earth is trying to toss us out, and he was concerned about that. So, yeah, they have been falling. Population size, 2,100 births per 1,000 women, dipped to 1,600 births per 1,000 women from 2,100 to 1,600, an historic low. Pew Research Center found that growing number of adults said they were unlikely to ever have kids. My husband didn't want to have kids
really?
At all when I married him, or, you know, chose to marry him, and he wasn't going to have kids. But then, you know, he changed his mind. But I think a lot of more people than usual or in the past are choosing not to.
Yeah, my son never wants to have kids. I know that.
He knows
he's like, nope,
and he's
not
in
doing
his
it.
30s now?
he's going to be 40
yeah.
at the end of the month.
He could change his mind.
He
but
might.
He probably won't.
But
you're
he's like, no, don't want it.
Yeah.
How about you, Sam? I know you're
you
not
wanna have
you're,
kids,
you're
Sam?
Not married, but looking into the future?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. Leave it open as an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got plenty
see how
of time
life goes.
To decide. Yeah.
Well, he does, yeah. but his girlfriend does not. And okay. that's what I learned. That right. you don't have forever. The year that I decided, you know what, I'm done with this birth control.
Right.
I want to start now
okay.
trying. I was 37
mm-hmm.
when I got married. And mm-hmm. the husband was like fearful, of course, that I was starting too early for our finances. But I quickly found out after four attempts
right.
with IVF or in, and the other one that's not as much of an invasion, I forget. But that
okay.
both of them, all four of them involved shots to my belly. I was too old. You know, after 40 is nearly impossible. And it was the year that Oprah came out and said that. Hmm. You think all those Hollywood babes are coming out with these babies, mm-hmm. are making them on their own? Guess again. They're using IVF, and they're using often donated sperm or eggs because it does become increasingly hard when you get older.
Okay.
To make babies.
Gotcha.
Just saying.
Okay.
What do you got there?
Well, turning to other health news, measles cases are on the rise. They're triple what they were last year. That doesn't sound good, does it? Doctors are saying vaccines would help. It used to be mandatory. You couldn't get into elementary school without having the measles vaccine. Measles outbreaks are up substantially, according to CDC. The numbers are showing. Officials say that's because there was a drop in vaccinations. Huh, what a connection. They say the best way to keep communities safe and free from potential deadly diseases, I don't know, I guess measles could be deadly.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
There are more than 200 cases of measles this year around the country, and some children fell behind in vaccinations during the pandemic. Many are catching up. Now, I remember, you know, back in the old days, you know,
we've got
decades
the scars
ago.
To show it, right,
yeah,
on our arms?
Yeah, but everybody got the measles when I was a kid, even if you had, I mean, they had vaccinations, but... I remember everybody would get, and chicken pox too.
Chicken pox, chicken I remember
pox
people getting,
and
mumps.
Measles.
And
no,
mumps.
And mumps. But measles were pretty common to get, and you just got over it. If you got them, it wasn't that.
It's spots.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't deadly. Measles.
Well, no. I don't remember any kids, you know, dying.
Yeah. I remember getting this shot in the arm. The one that.
You sure that isn't smallpox shot?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's
is that a
smallpox?
Because
yeah.
it came in a little five puncture thing.
Right, that's
and it leaves
pox.
A scar.
Right.
My mom had it on her leg. I remember seeing hers. I got it on the arm. And I remember the day I got it in elementary school because we all lined up.
Right.
Yeah. To go into the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And this line, all the kids are having fun, woo, and punch each other,
crying.
And then the other line coming out was crying. Just kids running out crying.
Yeah.
I remember it.
Yeah.
And none of us really made the connection until we got into the room and we're on our way out that
mm-hmm.
there was something bad going on in there, and it really wasn't that painful.
No.
But I remember it was like being cattle coming in to a.
Well,
to
it was mandatory.
Yes.
Yeah. Back then, you couldn't get into elementary school without getting these shots, either proving that you had them during the summertime or, you know, you would get them at school.
So is the anti-vax thing only in the 21st century, probably?
I think so.
Right?
It's not only in the 21st century, but it's definitely a lot bigger.
Yeah. Well, now we're getting a measles case uptick. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've lost a friend over anti-vaxxing.
No
I did
kidding.
In Chicago.
Really?
Yep. She
wow.
said, I'm not taking the COVID vax. My kids aren't. And I didn't vax them for anything else. I'm like, oh, thanks for telling me now that my kids play with your kid for a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is 6:58. Coming up right around the corner, we'll have the big story. Terry Bell will be in to tell us what we need to know. Also, we'll be talking with Andrew Ball from Cap Times, the Capital Times, about rail versus bus service around Madison. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.